This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside hour three of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Somebody came on the floor.
We...
Oh!
Wow!
On camera?
On camera, wait.
Well, okay. I mean, that kind of goes into... I was looking up some of the... definitions of one of the, Fenley update moments there, and it's like, well, that's kind of where we're headed.
Huge boner.
I'd like to tell everyone I have no control over the sound that Alex Teichert, T-E-I-C-H-E-R-T, plays on the show.
I'm going to eat that ass up.
I had no control over it. No control. No control.
Somebody came on the floor.
We're live from the... Okay, you will hear that call in its entirety coming up in about 20 minutes.
Sticky call.
Because you need to hear it. Because it's what the greatest sports story in the world from tonight.
We're the
it is about
bandits.
Getting excited.
We are going to have that coming up. It is very exciting.
Whiz without, Jay.
Oh, you know, it actually does take place in Pennsylvania, so there is going to be some time for you to talk like this.
Yeah, but that during accent's that like from France,
story.
Dude.
No, it's not. It's a wee-wee. It's a, this is if I went to Pittsburgh, but I went via France, it would be like this. Ah. No, it's no.
Someone came on the floor.
It's not no. You guys have to just be quiet on this. You guys aren't helping. You're not helping any situation. You see our side of the glass where Harmon and I are. We're whiz wit. You are definitely whiz without. Right? You guys stay on that side of the glass. You're whiz without.
See, now you're picking fights.
We're live tonight from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So again, yes, that call in its entirety coming up in a little bit less than 20 minutes, I promise you. But big action in the NBA right now. We got three big games going on right now because we have the Lakers, the re-debut of AD, first game for Rui Hachimura after the big trade. Memphis and Golden State in a great one right now, late in the third. It's a three-point game. Memphis leads it 81-79, timeout on the floor. But let me tell you what's going on right now in Portland as the Blazers lead the Jazz 115-108. Damian Lillard scored 20 consecutive points for the Blazers. 20 in a row. Ooh. part of a 52-point night. He had 50 after three quarters. He slowed down a little bit here, but may need to pick it up because the Blazers' lead has been cut to 7. 52 points for the Blazers tonight. 9 for 14 from three-point range. Also found a way to dish out 8 assists, pull down a few rebounds as well. It has been another night like this where we've seen from Lillard how many times over the past decade, right? Here's a night where the late games are ending on the West Coast, and oh, by the way, hey, Damian Lillard's got 50. Damian Lillard's got 55. Lillard's got 40 in the first half. And I'll tell you, his Wikipedia page is eventually going to read, when he's done playing, Damian Lillard, who starred for the Portland Trailblazers throughout his entire career, shockingly, despite the fact that many fans and NBA executives and teams wished he had played for a contender at some point during his long and illustrious and successful NBA career. Because I feel like that's what we've been doing for the past years. We're watching Damian Lillard go, my goodness, what he can do. My goodness, if he could just bet on a good team. He had his chance to get out a couple of years ago. They've had a chance to move on. They could have gotten a lot for him. You could have put him on a team that we could actually watch in the playoffs past the first round more than once. But still, nope. Blazer. And we're going to watch this guy play and finish, and we're going to go, man, if you could have one guy and take him and put him on a contender just to see what he could do, that guy's going to be your answer.
Signed the extension through the 26-27 season. So there's still a chance on the back end. But to your point, yes, West Coast, we get blessed when we're doing our whip around and watching the NBA games and updates, and especially in studio with a multiple screens on NBA action. We get to watch him go to work. Amazing thing from this game tonight, both teams shooting over 50% from 3-point range at last look, which is a rarity, to say the least. A lot of teams barely get to 50% in free throws. Okay, I kid. But an amazing effort from Lillard, a guy that we have the appreciation of, but you're right. You'll have to amend the Wikipedia page to really sell.
I mean, this is a player who, and it's not just about being on the West Coast, right? Because that was an old argument that you would get years ago going, oh, no one pays attention on teams on the West Coast, may as well not even play, right? And I got part of that for a while because the late games that went on, most of the fans are in bed, but you're still talking about now in 2023 when everything is available and the power has been on the West Coast for a while, the Warriors dynasty, LeBron on the Lakers. Yeah, it's that you can't really say that anymore. So it's not about the West Coast. It's just Lillard's on a team that is they're a little bit over 500. They're perennially the sixth best team in the Western Conference. They're perennially getting knocked out in the first round of the playoffs. In his career, he's gone out in the first round of the playoffs 7 times since 2008, and they didn't make the playoffs 3 times. So he's never someone who sticks around very long, that they've never been able to build a team around him. They thought they could. They got to the Western Conference Finals 1 year. They got there in 2018, which, wow, this is great, but they got swept in the Western Conference Finals because we knew it was one of those, hey, this is their big victory. They got into the Western Conference Finals. I mean, really, I wish that he would have gotten a chance. He's still only 32 and can put up points like this. I wish he would have gotten one or would get a chance at some point to be able to go do this for a team that really matters.
Lakers. Well, he made a choice, though.
You know?
But in the end, you can lament it all you want, but you got to go to the romanticism of, hey, this guy stayed with one team. Because he had the opportunity to go bail and do a super team somewhere else. Or maybe if he was a better recruiter, he could have gotten one together there. How about that?
It's your fault.
Look at the way I just went negative.
Now you're blaming him. Now you're blaming him. It's your fault. You should have been able to
do that. You weren't able to get guys to come play with you in Portland.
He's going to be great on the Lakers, though.
Oh, yeah. Because, right, we've only been talking about that for 6 years, right? Oh, and the Lakers get it.
Dude, it's coming.
It's not. I wish.
On the court.
I wish it was. Because he's someone that you see what he's doing now at 32, and it's not where, boy, well, 33, 34. No, he's going to be this guy till he's 35, 36. Like, he's been pretty consistent with what he's doing and still doing it at this level at 32. Yeah, no, he's got a sweet spot of another 2 or 3 more years where he can still play like this. So I can hold out hope and cross my fingers and go, maybe the Blazers will decide, okay, we got to blow it up and start over. We'll find a way for him to go. We'll find the team that's a great fit for him to be able to do that, for him to go do his thing, because, hey, who's not going to want a point guard that can score 50 a game like him? Who's not going to want a guy like that to try to
Knicks win? Won't.
Many teams, well, no, because we have Jalen Brunson. Other teams, you know.
But owing back to what Rick Bucher said with us last hour as we started talking about trade deadline and not that Lillard's on the trade market, but let's just back it all out all together. You know, that you've got half the teams that are in luxury tax problems. Right, so it's already mutating some of the marketplace there, and then it's like, wait, this guy makes what? How do we make this work? How many guys make the salary work here by NBA rules? Not two, not three, not four.
I mean, look, he's going to hit a free throw here for his 55th point of the night. It's an unreal night. He just had an incredible dunk that got called back because the foul was on the floor, so that's why he's at the free throw line. I mean, he's going to be the guy. Say, okay, if you could take one guy in the last 20 years in the NBA, and I'd say, okay, and they'd say, and you can put him on a different team and see what happens, he would be the guy. He would, because we've seen LeBron play for 11 different teams, right? We've seen Kevin Durant play for, guys change, right? This is the part of the part where, okay, he's staying on one team for his whole career. Yeah, that normally is great, but no, don't you want to see what you can do on different teams? We see all the players leave. We've seen Giannis win and turn the Bucks into kind of a mini East Coast dynasty here, you know, Midwest dynasty. He's already won a championship. We said, but for a guy that hasn't won, yeah, Lillard's the guy in the last 20 years. If you could put him on a different team, and I'm not saying the Knicks, you know, even though the Knicks would have been great, you could put him on a bunch of other teams where I would say, boy, I'd love to see what he could have done. I'd love to see you could have done with the Lakers. Love to you could have done with the Nuggets or any other team that, hey, you can team up with somebody really good, another good big or a better small forward, a better, you know, something else that would work where you could see him play and see him do his thing because he would be a playoff legend. How many, if he was someone that went deep in the playoffs with a better team, how many 50-point playoff games do you think he would have? He probably would have had right now, I don't know, 6-7 of those in these big, in the Western Conference.
I like that you don't even have a team
finals.
Or what would have made sense. But he would have had a lot of 50-point games.
You know why? Because he would have been on a better team where they say, hey, we can't just put everybody on him to control him. We need to stop the other guys, too. He would have had that. That's who he would have been.
There's one guy you're missing, though.
Oh, who am I missing?
Kobe Giannis. In those final years when, no, he said Giannis.
Yeah, but Kobe won
five. Giannis on winning. Another team would be awesome.
No, I was saying at the last couple of years.
Even though he's boring.
Painful.
Yeah, no, but look, but Giannis won.
Well, Giannis isn't boring. He's a freak in the sheets and on the court.
Kobe won five titles, so it was okay to not see Kobe. I mean, guys that have won, okay, hey, if you're winning, stay where you are. And Giannis is still, you know, in ending the first half of his career, and he's already got a title, so okay.
But truly, but, yeah, I mean, you would have had him and Donovan Mitchell. Well, Mitchell's not there in Utah anymore, right? So I guess you'll get last 20 years. Yeah, most guys have moved on to at least one other team. Some guys bounced all over the place.
Lillard right now going to the free throw line. Yes, they're up 12 with a minute and a half left to go. He is going to the free throw line where he could wind up with 60. He makes both these free throws. He just had a great reverse layup with a left hand that was amazing. And now he just forced up a shot because he knew he could get the foul. So he go to the free throw line. I assume he will make both of these, get to 60, and they'll take him out of the game. And that's why we're paying so much attention to a story like this, too. It's, yeah, you see guys score 40 every night, right? 40's big. We see 45. We see 50. Like, 60 has become the new 50 in the NBA. Right, like, because now
like an age in society.
Yeah,
come on.
When guys score 30 and 35, that's like, hey, that's a pretty good night. Guys score 40. Oh, 40 had a really good night. 50 is, hey, that was really good. But I mean, usually 50 would be like, oh my god, the guy had 50. But now so many people score 50. We see it all the time. And now it's 60. So 60's really become the new 50 in the NBA.
Just like in life. You know, you keep yourself in shape. Mm-hmm. You don't have too many satchels delivered that have fast food ties to it. You'll be okay.
What about Luka real quick? Luka on a good team.
Wow.
Well, he's still early in the process, though, right? I don't think he's in his prime right now.
Mark Cuban's going to come kick your ass, Frostburg.
Mark Cuban can come bring it.
He's going to fight.
I'm really scared of Mark Cuban.
He's going to fight you, man.
Is he going to bring his Shark Tank?
He's going to bring that O'Leary guy. You're going to be screwed. Or the other guy who never actually wants to buy anything but just like picks everybody up.
I will puff my chest out at you, Frostberg.
Frostberg, then, he's not gonna fund your idea. All right, if you do that, all right,
he might.
My ideas are good.
He's not gonna do it. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. Make it 2 more free throws for Damian Lillard. He is now at 60 for the game.
I think I could get Cuban on board the team inspired rage rooms.
Could you?
I think he'd put money into that.
How about a Porzingis-inspired rage room? You think that
he
would work for him, too?
He might want one of those in the facility. He might already have one. You don't know.
Because, you know, Porzingis and Luka are going to be, I mean, they're going to be fantastic together, right? We've said,
How dare you?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. I'll tell you, we'll get to the greatest sports story in the world coming up in a second, but just to let you know where things are at right now in the NBA, Blazers beat the Jazz 134-124. We just talked about Damian Lillard. He went for 60 tonight in the win. It was a fantastic night. But right now, late, we have San Antonio and the Lakers going to the fourth quarter. This is Anthony Davis's return after being out for the last month. And honestly, this is basically the beginning of the Lakers season, right? They're a couple of games out of last place. They're a couple of games out of sixth place, right? They're a couple of games under 500. This is the beginning of their year. AD is back. Their first game with Rui Hachimura, who is their big trade acquisition. They don't have a lot of other bullets to fire. We told you this last night. And at the end of the third quarter, AD hoisted up a three from half court, and he lands really awkward on his right ankle.
My God.
Zach Collins gets called for a flagrant one for taking away AD's landing space. You watch it and said, oh, my God, what just happened? However, Anthony Davis is able to get up. He made all three free throws, and appears to be okay. Again, they're in commercial right now going to the fourth quarter. But AD throws up a three from half court and winds up coming down awkwardly. Oh, my goodness. I mean, when I said earlier tonight, hey, this is the beginning, AD, how long can you really plan on him playing, right? He was great while he was healthy. He hit that next level. We've been hoping he would hit for a while. I thought he'd at least finish the game. I didn't know that was going to be up in the air for us tonight.
Well, I mean, you got to call a foul and a flagrant if you're anywhere within a guy's range as he's shooting from half court, unless it's Steph Curry. Anybody else, you're in there. But certainly, to your point, you know, we talked about it a little bit earlier, and it's something we've been harping on all along of trying to figure out. And you know, we talk load management and guys taking days off, right? You had a big Milwaukee and Denver matchup today, no Jokic. And you have to manage guys' minutes as best you can. But you can't put them in bubble wrap. And that's kind of what you've had to do with Anthony Davis. And every time he steps foot on the court, it's like, did he rest long enough? Would two more days help us out? And no, eventually you got to get back on the court. And every time that he lands, there's just that moment where we wince before he does, I think, at this point, watching him play game to game. And when it works, man, it's fun. He and LeBron and whatever the third or fourth person in on that is on a given night, because the two of them together do open up opportunities. But trying to figure out how to get to the end of the year, my goodness, right?
Takes all the air out of the balloon right there. It's all gone. Because it's this
unnecessary play.
This wasn't an AD where, just like we've seen the last couple of years, where, hey, yeah, he's going to be 23-11 tonight or 24-12. No, AD was, he's 35-16. He was a newly motivated Anthony Davis. He was on the way to being in the finals of the MVP conversation as well as he was playing. And now to come back and if this happens and he gets hurt, suddenly it's all done. It's all done again. How can I get excited? How do you think the Lakers are going to come back? It's
You're
all
gonna
gone.
You're going to see more and more exasperated LeBron on the sidelines. When he takes his 2 minutes off each night.
But it looks like he is okay. He's been out there since the beginning of the fourth quarter. Been watching him the last couple minutes. He just went in for a follow on LeBron's miss. He's 21-11, and it looks like he is moving okay. See, that's the other part about AD is that how many times have we seen him fall like that, and you think, oh my God, and then he's back playing in a couple of minutes. So that is the part as well. You don't always have to think it's doom and gloom, because plenty of times for AD it's been, oh, he's going to be missing, he's going to miss, and he's coming back in the game. Oh no, oh he's okay.
I was about to lose it.
I have no doubt. He would have been jumping and throwing things in the studio.
My heart dropped.
And now he's hoisting up threes, and LeBron is getting upset. He's doing all kinds of stuff now.
Now he's working on adrenaline, and we'll see what happens in the post game.
Here come the Lakers. Yeah.
But for the moment, fired up and ready to get through this fourth.
88-87 lead, Lakers over the Spurs. 9.5 to go. We'll keep you updated on this game. But go ahead.
Last thing while we're on the Lakers, did you know that the bet that we told everybody to make paid off at 420?
No,
plus
really?
420, that 40-point game.
Did he go for 40
James.
Against the Clippers? That's what it paid off at?
Yes. I saw a couple of betting slips online.
All this money.
Printed money for folks that took the advice. It was good advice.
You know what? You're right. That's what I got to be happy about, that people listen. We said a week and a half ago, hey, he's going to go for 40 against the Clippers. He's the only team he hasn't gone for 40 against now, because he just went for 40 against the Jazz. He goes for 40 against the Clippers last night. It was there. Now, what was here for us tonight? We spent a lot of time tonight, and if you missed it, oh boy, are you going to get just the best story ever.
Somebody came on the floor.
Okay. Well, you're going to hear that in its entirety because you need to. Tonight, Loyola Chicago and Duquesne played in Pittsburgh. And now, okay, Loyola's not having a great year. It's not going to be an NCAA tournament year for Sister Jeannie Loyola. They're like 7-13. But
could still win the conference tournament,
buddy.
You're right.
Could still make a miracle run. You never know. You're right. We'll tell you that. But this game, even though it was won big by Duquesne, 72-58, no. The big highlight, this is the greatest story ever. The game is disrupted in the second half. Why? Take a listen to the ESPN broadcast.
Somebody came on the floor on the far side looking for an Uber Eats delivery or something. There is carrying some McDonald's.
Oh, this has to be one of the all-time greats.
I'm actually not kidding.
No, this is the truth.
I think that's what's happening.
Guys in the corner looked like he was he going to deliver the McDonald's to somebody on the court? Can we rule that out?
I think that's an Uber Eats sticker. Is that what that is? I'm trying to get confirmation.
Speaks from experience.
Uber Eats, yes. So we saw the stoppage. The man was ushered. Let's see if we can see this. No, this is going to be the turnover in the
corner. There he is, right there in the corner. Yeah, yay.
Who's he delivering it to?
The ref. The ref said later. Give it to me later. Not now.
Philip Alston's done a lot. I didn't think he needed a Big Mac for sustenance in the middle of the game.
I know, but I'm not. Well, the official out there, Tim, he distanced him like, I didn't say now. Later.
ESPN on the call. That's exactly what happened while the game was going on. The action is down it's on the wing, and it's not like this guy walks on the court at the Uber Eats delivery guy while the action's away from him. No, he walks onto the court. You'll see this, and it's insane. While the action is going on, a foot and a half from him, and he tries to walk up to the referee to say, "I got an Uber Eats delivery for somebody," and the referee tells him, "Get off the court."
You look like you're in charge here.
And I know what you're thinking. Okay, well, Loyola and Duquesne, how many people are at this game? No, this is like a legit game with security and everything, and the home court is painted nice. No, this isn't one of those, D3 gyms that, you know, is getting used for a bake sale after the game is over. No, this is legit, and the guy's able to walk right on the court with an Uber Eats delivery, and he's got McDonald's for somebody who ordered Uber Eats to the arena.
Absolutely
not me, by the
amazing.
Way. Not me. I mean, not that I wouldn't order McDonald's to an arena, but that was not me tonight in Pittsburgh.
Shocker that you're telling us that you've never done that, one. But two, I mean, this is some of the greatest video that you'll ever see. The announcers are exactly right. Like, you see a lot of stuff, and we've talked about it a lot. What was it, Jason Stark talking about Major League Baseball? You could watch every game, every year you're alive, and see something new every night. Same thing here. Never know what kind of special moments you're going to get. And it might be all just a publicity campaign, like having a bunch of people dressed like Megan or that whole smile campaign before the movie came out in the crowd. It might all be that. It might be one big work to try to get some run as we get away from the holidays and people maybe fall back into routines of takeout and whatever. But whatever it worked, the guy sold it. Oblivious or just stone cold intent on making his delivery.
Hey, he's like one of those old mailmen. When the mail has to be delivered, I deliver it. It's not that big a deal. We can wait. No, I have to deliver the mail. I'm going to deliver the mail. I got Uber Eats to deliver. I'm going to deliver that Uber Eats. I walked into an arena with dozens of people because, you know, it's Duquesne and Loyola Chicago. I'm not just going to sit here and walk around and go, Jim. I got a Jim, I got you. Where's Jim? No, I'm going to walk up to the ref because he looks like he's in charge, and I'm going to say, hey, I got Uber Eats for somebody.
Well, you're directing traffic here, it looks like, Mr. Guy in striped shirt.
Yeah.
Tell me what's happening here.
He's the person who, when everybody is in line at the airport, decides I'm going to walk right up to the front ahead of everybody else because my question is more important than everybody else who's in line. Hey, I need to get on a 10:15 to Seattle, and I'm sorry, I can't wait anymore. But everybody else is in line because they need to get. No, but I need to get. Can you? And then just to shut that person up, they go, okay, well, what do you need? I can help you right here. What do you have going on there? That's kind of what this guy was. Hey, man, I can't just sit here and walk around and go, who's got McDonald's? In charge, I'll ask him. And not only
tell
that,
tell me
I'll
where to walk, go, Mr. Helper.
I'll walk on the court and do it. Not just like walk around the baseline and go, hey, when you get a second, all right. Hey. No, I'm just going to walk on the court while it's going on, hey, I got food for somebody.
Might have just thought it was like an intramural game.
It's an intramural.
If I walk on the court, what are they going to, they're going to work around me.
Boy, what a great intramural game. There's a lot of people here for intramural. Boy, the uniforms look great. They're really next level for intramural.
Well, it might be the championship.
Oh, what's your name? Your name is Loyola. You don't have a cool name like the Destroyers or the Defenders or, you know, not a cool, you're Loyola. Okay, well, this team is Duquesne, Duck Goose. Why don't you have a cooler name?
I got some duck getting delivered tomorrow.
I don't understand.
Not by Uber Eats.
Is Uber Eats bringing it to you?
Being delivered tomorrow?
I do.
Is it a live duck?
No.
Wow. Murderer.
Yeah, you killed the gut. Yeah,
I didn't do it.
I'd rather you have
by placing the order, I might have caused the demise of a couple.
I'd rather you have a live duck delivered tomorrow. I think that would be more entertaining.
I think that would have been kind of cool. See, then I would have been Chandler Bing.
And you'll be chasing the duck around like when Rocky was chasing the chicken around.
That's right.
I can just see you, like, in the purple shorts, running around your couch chasing a duck who's just going,
with a headband on, sure.
And you got a meat cleaver in one hand going, come on, it's time to make dinner, time to make dinner. Oh, I can see that.
I feel like we need to replicate that.
See, that's why instead of that, you order McDonald's and everybody wins. So order McDonald's. Everybody
you're
wins.
Dying for some McDonald's.
Dude, you're going to order some before the night.
Jason is sweating for some McDonald's right now.
Listen, you see, the power of suggestion sometimes doesn't really work. So what I did was I've walked into the control room probably how many times? Three times tonight. I said,
three this hour, yeah.
If somebody can take, because, you know, we can't because we're actually, you know, on the air. But if somebody's got a little bit of downtime, I go, I will pay for McDonald's for everybody tonight if someone wants to go get it. And I've said that like three or four times.
And how many people have ran to get you McDonald's?
I don't know why. Now, if someone has a break, take my credit card and go buy McDonald's and bring it back for everybody. It's that kind of night. I mean, if we're not going to get McDonald's delivered on a night when somebody tried to get it delivered to a basketball court while a game was going on in Division One. Then when are we ever
going to make this all about you?
Well, you could get it delivered, buddy.
Don't you want McDonald's, Frostberg?
I actually know.
Really? Seriously. You don't want
just
McDonald's?
Absolutely not, or I would have went for you.
If something without cheese were delivered here, you wouldn't eat it.
No.
Tyshirt, if something that wasn't a McRib was delivered, would you eat it?
I would actually not.
Wow. Yeah. So that's why you guys are, because you guys don't want McDonald's.
I will take a Coke, though. It's a good Coke.
Oh, I would get you a Coke, sure. I get you a Diet Coke, get you a big Coke. You want one of those big Cokes, too?
Whoa,
I
mean, big Coke?
They're only a dollar, so it's okay.
He likes the fries.
Fries? Get your fries, too, man.
Says
fries,
who?
Everything.
When have
I ever eaten the fries?
I don't know about eating them. You said you liked them.
How would I like them if I've never eaten them?
This is getting out of hand.
If something costs a dollar and you pay 95 cents,
no.
They don't give you any money back.
So then you owe me a nickel.
I know. You owe them.
Wait for it.
You owe them that. No, it's not. You don't get any money in return.
Why not?
Because if something... Okay.
No.
This is all to get Tyshirt to play the band we're talking about. And you said last night.
Yes.
If something costs a dollar.
Right.
And I give them 95 cents.
Yeah.
What are they giving me in return?
They're going to give me a nickel back.
No, they're not.
Why not?
Because
you're going to owe them a nickel.
You still owe them.
No, no way.
No.
I paid enough.
You know what? I want to walk into a dollar store with you.
Okay.
So you can go up. So you can buy something that's a dollar.
Done deal.
And I want you to give them 95 cents and see if they let you leave
with
the product.
Come with me to Whole Foods next time.
I want to see what's a dollar at Whole Foods.
I'll find something.
Nothing is a dollar in Whole Foods.
I think
you
walking
can't even get in for a dollar. Yeah.
They got a guy in the front like he's a bouncer going, it's $5 to get in. So you could buy our overpriced food.
Well, then I'll tell them I'll give them $4.95.
And they're not going to let you walk out.
Give me a nickel back.
No.
That was forced. This does not count.
It's fuzzy math.
That's not happening. You know, I wish you were in charge of the economy.
No,
we would be going somewhere.
We either would be the richest nation ever.
Yes.
Or we would owe everybody so much money.
No, we would have all the money.
Yeah. We would have all
no matter
the
how
money,
much I paid anybody, they give me money back.
This is the Saturday Night Live skit about the change bank. Yeah, we could make change for that.
Hey.
And they say, how do you make money? Simple. Volume.
See, so Sal, after hearing that, how far-fetched is my idea of if we need more money, just print it up and put it in circulation? No one has to know.
It's what they've been doing.
All you have to do? Just to print up, put it in circulation. But no, it doesn't matter. It'll work. See, it could work like that. Now,
if only we had a jump to conclusions map.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We got some big NBA coming your way in about 10 minutes, but you want to know who I'm embarrassed for the most, Mike, the last couple days in the NFL?
Oh, please. There's a lot of people. Let's rank them.
We could. Hey, who are you embarrassed for the most? Let's rank it. Phone call 877.
Number four.
Tacos, yo.
Why are you starting at four? This answer is Buffalo Bills, Buffalo Bills GM Brandon Bean, who had his end of season news conference and started to make a lot of headlines today because of the way he answered a question about losing to the Cincinnati Bengals. And the questions at the post end of season press conference, he talked about the differences between the Bills and the Bengals. And here's how he tried to explain away the Bills' loss at the hands of Cincinnati.
They right now are on the advantage of a rookie quarterback contract, and they had some lean years without getting too much into their build, and I don't want to suck bad enough to have to get Ja'Marr Chase. Like, he's a heck of a talent. I'd love to have him, but you gotta go through some lean years to do that. And you know, they were able to get Burrow one, and I don't remember where Chase was drafted, but it was pretty high. Like, and those guys are on their rookie deals. We're paying Stephon Diggs pretty hefty number. We're paying Josh Allen a pretty hefty number. So there is the constraints of the cap. They have a really good team, and they got some good young players. We're going to try to get as many good players as we can through the draft and through, you know, free agency. But, you know, again, our cap situation is a little different.
I'm so embarrassed for him. He's so bitter. He tries to explain how we couldn't beat a team like they have an unfair advantage over the Bills. Like the Bills, hey, we're operating at an unfair deficit on how to build a team, right? Like, hey, well, they got Burrow on a rookie contract, and they got another guy on a rookie contract, and they were bad for a few years. You were able to build a team, right? You guys were bad. You built a team. You drafted Josh Allen. You got lucky with getting him when he was passed by everybody else. You were lucky that he fell to you. You made the trade for Stephon Diggs. But no. Oh, we couldn't beat them because Burrow's on a rookie deal and they suck to get Ja'Marr Chase. How bitter is he? This is so much, don't fire me. Not my fault. Hey, we're at an unfair disadvantage from a team like Cincinnati that's allowed to pick high year after year and then suddenly get good. I'm so embarrassed for this guy. When I heard this today, I'm like, he really believes this. It's like I'm trying to convince everybody it's not our fault that we lost. We lost to a team that had an advantage over us as they went into this game against us on Sunday.
Yeah, I think there's some legitimacy to what he is trying to say. You just can't say it out loud. And certainly not after you get your ass beat. Because you didn't lose, okay? That's the thing that comes out of this. You didn't just lose the game. You got bludgeoned. This was Billy Betts. Keep him here! And locked the door in the whole nine yard, you know, after he said to go get your shine box. You know, all of that is what you had happen to you in that game because you were beaten from pillar to post. And so to come out and do that now, I was like, well, I mean, they're going to be screwed in a couple years. I can't wait to watch. And they're going to go through the same stuff. No, I mean, it was foolish on a million levels. Is he necessarily wrong in the way you have to construct rosters, right? I know everybody's doing the deep dives now. And, all right, look at the four remaining quarterbacks and where they were drafted or who's got contracts and who doesn't and when they come out. I get it. It's all part of the equation. But stipulate that, yeah, you know what? They went through hell, and now they're on the verge of a mini dynasty kind of run here.
What about you? You had Josh Allen on a rookie contract. You had that,
you did.
Right? You had to, and you couldn't win. Whose fault is that? Oh, it's not his fault, though. It's not his fault. I had Josh Allen. No, not my fault. Not my fault. I'm so embarrassed for him because he so blatantly doesn't know what to say and feels like he's going to get fired. So I'm going to say, it's not my fault. We never had guys on rookie contracts. They go right to the second deals, right out of the draft. They go right to the second deals. There's no way you can compete with the Bengals. Oh, my God.
No. You
so
can jump
bitter.
Right past. And then in this game, we've been following, Jason, something very huge that you never thought you would ever see happen has happened.
We got something big coming up from the NBA next. Keep it right here, Jason and Mike. This is Fox Sports Radio. Is it tacos?
Somebody came on the floor.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.